you very much for the presentations. I think that they are very, well, provocative in the sense that maybe we have some challenge in the way we address, no, the situations that were presented through the research. First of all, it seems to me curious. I understand technically the definition of the host country, but maybe we need to change that. I mean, looking for the sovereign country, placing the space of the country that's affected by this kind of economical activity as a subject of sovereign powers, because I'm thinking through the perspective of the right to development, and how those economical activities are in a certain way imposed by the nature of the economic structures and the way, you know, the international law related with the commercial rights and so impose some limitations, no, on sovereignty. Because trying to analyze the situation through the perspective of the right to development, I think it's a very substantial question. And then the cascade effect that this kind of activities, very representative in terms of conflictive activities in mining and for export agricultural production, are generating a cascade effect in all other dimensions that are not directly expressed in the local level, in the place where the process are or the projects are developed. I'm referring, for instance, the nature of the tax exemptions that are demanded by some of those projects in general, the way the environmental impact is evaluated in order to accommodate the nature of the exploitation that is made, the way the compensations for affected populations are defined. I mean, what we can observe in most of our countries is that the way each of those big projects are installed in the countries are affecting sovereignty, but are affecting by a systemic impact in all rights. And finally, it's affecting the concept of right to development, because right development is based on the material expression of all rights, no? So in this sense, to look for an analysis based on the local territorial direct territorial impact could be very limiting, no? Could be installing a kind of rationality for evaluation that's not complete, that's not really comprehensive in terms of the complexity of those effects. I'm saying that because for the Global South countries that are more and more installed in the global economy as providers of commodities, no? And the mining, energy, and agricultural products are very prominent. This kind of impact are very substantial and could represent the failure of the intention of the right to development, since it could enhance economical activity and economical growth in terms of gross national product, but certainly will affect the full range of the right to development concept. So in this sense, I think we have a problem in various levels of the legal structure of that, in terms of human rights perspective, in terms of the asymmetrics of commercial rights, and at the same time a kind of systemic affection of the warranties of the rights in socio-economic and environmental rights as well. So I think this kind of studies are very important, but we need to open a little bit for a more systemic analysis. Thank you.